Our outside markets continue to play a factor with our livestock markets. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Brad Coyma with Coyma, Coyma & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa, agrees the outside markets are playing a big factor right now.
And we certainly could and should talk about stuff like the cattle on feed and or the cash market, but you got a market here that's largely influenced by geopolitical events. That's just the reality of it. I think the market's responding today to take a look at the stock market. It's quite a bit higher. Take a look at the crude oil market. That's sharply lower. Those are both things that are foretelling, I think, of a trader right now that thinks things are calmer for now, and they appear to be in Israel and Iran, you know, truce and all this other ceasefire stuff, you know, until it isn't anymore. But so I think that a reaction to some of the outside markets that, and the market's cut itself quickly oversold here. It's been a, you know, pretty steep break, you know, $11-$12 on the front end of the cattle thing. So I think that's part of what we're dealing with right now.
Brad said you also need to look at what's going on with the cash market.
Cash market last week was lower, and it was even lower from Wednesday to Friday. You know, I guess I'm hoping it's going to be steady this week. And, you know, usually when it turns to hope, you know, you're a little bit worried. I just think that people seem to be pretty willing sellers. And as we move into July, you know, get into a little deeper, into more into the calf crop, and typically a little bit of a change in demand. So I don't know. I still don't see that there's a burdensome supply of cattle in the north. But when the market starts to drift like that, that makes me a little bit concerned.
And then you look at the hog market, especially the pork cutout values.
Absolutely. Somewhat seasonal, but very, very real this year. My, oh my, but really have taken hold here. Bellies, actually a little earlier than normal. That typically is kind of a BLT type item, of course. A very, very strong product.
And some of this increase might be coming from some export business. With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.